Tuesday of the Octave of Easter. Our Gospel reading today comes from the Holy Gospel according to John. But Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my sisters and brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And then she reported what he had told her, the Gospel of the Lord. I ran quickly from the garden into the city through the narrow, winding, silent streets. No markets would be open today. I climbed the stairs and banged sharply on the door. "Let me in, let me in." There was no response. "Why are they so slow? We've known each other for years, and we were at table together just a few evenings ago." Finally, I could hear shuffling, hesitant footsteps. "What do you want? Whom are you looking for?" "Peter, Andrew, Philip, and the other disciples. It's I, Mary. Let me in." "Hurry in, Mary," Peter said as he released the wooden bar on the door. As soon as I came in, he slid it back after quickly looking throughout the courtyard. "Mary, what's happened? You know how dangerous it is to be here. We are all afraid. Why didn't you stay at home?" "Oh, Peter, you wouldn't believe it. This morning I was in that garden. I looked into the tomb and I saw it was empty. Remember when I ran here to tell you?" "Yes, of course, I ran to the tomb too. I saw the burial cloths rolled up where his head and feet had been. When I told others, we didn't know what to believe." "But Peter, later I went back into the garden. When I looked into the tomb, I saw two angels who asked me why I was weeping. One was sitting at the foot and one at the head, where his body had been laid." "Mary, I didn't see the angels. Have you just come to tell us about the empty tomb? It's dangerous to be out in the streets. The soldiers are looking for us." "Peter, I had to come back to this room. Jesus sent me. Peter, I've seen the Lord, and he told me to announce, I am ascending to your Father and my Father, to your God and my God." "Why, that's impossible. Jesus is risen, and he would trust you with a message for us?" "I know you don't believe me, Peter, but if you had seen him in the garden with your eyes and heard him speak your name with your ears, you would believe too." "I just know that all of us will see him and hear his voice again as clearly as a few nights ago. Remember after supper when he washed our feet and you refused at first? Later you asked me to find out from him who the betrayer was. Then we were in the garden and you cut off the ear of the high priest's slave. We were so frightened there, where we had found peace with him all the other times. How cold it was that night when I spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and she brought you into the courtyard. But Peter, that charcoal fire did not warm you. I heard you cry out, I am not, I am not, I am not. And then the rooster crowed. Peter, I know your heart is heavy, but you weren't the only one to leave him. There were just a few of us at the foot of the cross. When he gave his mother into my care, I thought my heart would break. Now she is resting in my home. I want to tell her, too, that I have seen Jesus. Then I'll bring her back to us later when the crowds are moving around the city. It'll be less dangerous. Mary, I don't know what to believe. I remember the water basin and the courtyard and hearing about the cross from the women. And this morning when I saw the empty tomb, I was afraid that someone had stolen his body. If I could just see him with my own eyes and hear him with my own ears, maybe I could believe you. Maybe then I could speak your testimony too. Peter, my testimony is true. I know that I am telling the truth to you. Can't you try to believe me? What about you, my sisters and brothers? We have followed him together as disciples. You believe my testimony, don't you?